Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show, The Metaphysical World and More. My name is Nancy. I host the show. Today, I have a very interesting guest. It's probably going to surprise you with the way that things that you want actually can come to you very easily. My guest for today is Kat Miller, and we're going to talk with Kat about herself first, and then we'll talk about what she does, and I'll ask her some questions. So, hi, Kat. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nancy. I appreciate your welcome, and it's good to be here.
Now, Kat, could you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself so they kind of know who you are?
Okay. Well, I live in Utah, and I am a natural health care practitioner, came into the realm of natural health care practicing when my daughter, about 5 years ago, was ill with multi-chemical sensitivity, which means that she was allergic to everything. And I found a doctor who cleared her allergies in a matter of minutes, and that made me realize that I didn't get to step outside of conventional medicine. Since that time, I have learned the techniques that that doctor used, which included total body modification, which is a technique that grew out of old-time chiropractic, developed by a Dr. Viktor Frankl, and natural healing, which is a technique that grew out of total body modification, taught by his son, Dr. Randall Frankl. And from there, I started to explore a lot more. I learned the emotional freedom technique, which is a great technique for people to learn to use on their own to help heal themselves. And then I ran into switchwords, which helped a lot to increase the power of the emotional freedom technique and everything else. And I focus a lot on tools that I can give to people to work on their own to heal themselves.
Which I think, Kat, is very important. A lot of people don't understand that they are capable of doing healings for themselves. I don't think that they understand that our bodies are a very good piece of miracle work, and we just need to work with it in order to make things a little bit better. So when your daughter was really sick and stuff, and the normal way of going to doctor after doctor to have them tell you the same thing over had to totally aggravate you to a point, I would think.
Yes, yes. At the time, she was 22, and she is a rocket scientist. Anyway, she collapsed at her desk one day, and after that, just started to react to perfumes and cologne, pan cleaners, pan you name it. She was reacting to it. And she went to an environmental medicine doctor, an MD, a conventional medicine doctor, who is kind of on the fringes of conventional medicine because he does things a little bit different. And with oxygen and IV therapy, she would get good days and bad days. What his philosophy was is that the barrel was overflowing with toxins, and he needed to get the toxins flowing out of the body. And that's how they were dealing with it. And she would have, as I said, ups and downs. Then when I found Dr. Frankl, and she saw him, he has a technique where he uses energy vials, and they are programmed to give the body information that it needs in order to be able to get the communication system back up and heal itself. And with that, in a matter of minutes, he cleared all of her allergies, and that was back in 2002, and she's been allergy-free ever since.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, no. Yes, it is.
Now, also for yourself, you talked about the emotional freedom technique.
Yes.
Can you explain that a little bit so that the listeners understand what it is?
Certainly. The emotional freedom technique is a technique that was developed by Gary Craig, who was a Stanford engineer. He used, he originally learned thought field therapy from, I believe it was Dr. Roger Callahan, and from that he developed the emotional freedom technique. He felt that thought field therapy was very complex and hard to learn on your own, and he developed the emotional freedom technique as a faster, easier way to do that. What it involves is tapping on energy meridians throughout the body while you're saying positive affirmations to clear any energy blocks that are causing physical or emotional distress while you're tapping on them. When you clear those blocks, that gives the body the ability to begin to heal itself. The emotional freedom technique has been proven in thousands of clinical cases, and it applies to just about every emotional or physical issue you can name, and it often works when nothing else does.
Mm-hmm.
It's free and easy to learn self-help protocol, the universal healing aid. You can think of it as stress-busting buttons. You can use it to erase and replace. Very unique, very interesting. There are a number of other tapping techniques like the emotional freedom technique that have come along in the last 10 years since Gary Craig developed the emotional freedom technique. I like very much to combine the power of switch words with the emotional freedom technique. Very powerful tools in and of themselves, and then when combined, they are just much more power to them.
Okay, now we're going to talk about what switch words mean, because I'm not sure if a lot of people who are listening might, you know, they might know what it is, they may not. So maybe, Kat, if you could explain, like, what switch words are and how you use them, that would help the listeners to understand better.
Okay. Now, James T. Mangan introduced the switch words in the book The Secret of Perfect Living, which was first published in 1963. And in that book, he talked about an underground factory that you have in your body, in your subconscious mind, that has switches that flip on by certain words, turn on machinery that attract to you the things, the essence of those words. That book went out of print back in the 1970s, and Shunyam Nirov ran across it in a garage sale or something like that and read it and was amazed by what he saw with it. And when he saw that the work was fading, that the book was no longer being published, he wrote his book called Switch Words, Easily Give to You Whatever You Want in Life, and brought the attention back to switch words, and eventually spurred James Mangan's son to publish a new edition of the original book. Switch words are words that flip switches in the subconscious mind using the vibration of very poignant words. The more the words are repeated, the more they affect your energy. The more they affect your energy, the more you draw to you the things that those words represent. A switch word bypasses the conscious mind and activates switches in the subconscious mind, the part of the body that is constantly absorbing all that's going on around us all of the time and filing and organizing. A switch word can be used to put you into action to create what you desire. One example of a switch word is the word tiny. It means to be polite, be kind, be courteous. Can mean to reduce size and decrease importance. So if you say the word tiny and then relax and let your subconscious mind prompt you to do something, you'll do something very kind and polite for someone. James Mangum mentioned in his book about a gentleman doing that, and he had been sitting in his easy chair. He got up out of his easy chair, walked into the kitchen where his wife was washing dishes, took her glasses off of her face, went and washed them and dried them off and put them back on her face. And she turned and looked at him and said, "That's the most polite thing I've ever had anybody do for me." And so it's very interesting to see what happens when you use the switch word. There are, at this point, I know of 125 universal switch words. There are universal switch words, and there are what I like to define as broad switch words and then personal switch words. The universal switch words are switch words that work for 95 to 100% of people. They are very effective in bringing to you what you want. And there is a list of universal switch words at sw.ehdef.com. The broad switch words flip switches in 50 to 90% of people. and there are a very large number of words that are switch words. Many of them may resonate with you, but they're not listed as a universal switch word. Those would be your broad switch words. A personal switch word is one that resonates with an individual person, and you don't have a very high percentage of people that it resonates with. Generally, family names are personal switch words. In particular, my husband's name is Joe. And so when I hear the name Joe, it doesn't matter what the context is, the first thing that I think of is love and comfort and safety and security, because that's what my husband represents.
Okay. Now, that signals that we have a caller, so
okay.
I'm going to only interrupt you for a second because I want to get back to the switch word. So, but we're going to listen to the caller. So, hi, caller, are you there?
Hello, yes.
And caller, can we have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Elaine.
And Elaine, do you have a question?
Yes, I'd like to know when people have passed on, can they be contacted?
Well, can we do this for right now? We're talking about switch words and stuff, but if you wait until, like, the last 10 minutes of the show, then I would be more than happy to answer that for you.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For any of the listeners out there who would like to call in, at least for right now, if you're going to call in, please, like when you call in, maybe make it so that Kat can help answer a question for you. Otherwise, like I said, if you wait about the last 10 minutes of the show, I will open the phone lines and I will answer some questions for you. And Kat can join in if she likes. But anyway, Kat, now we'll go back to you with the switch words, because I have a question for you.
Certainly.
The switch words are just one word, basically, right?
Generally, yes, indeed.
So if you say the switch word, do you have to add something to it? Like, for example, if somebody wants to create more money.
Okay. You already have your intent set. You have set the intent that you want to make money. And so now you flip the switch. And the switch word for making money is count. So, you don't have to say anything else other than the count. And you may want to repeat it several times. Relax. Follow what your inner being tells you to do. You may get a prompting to go and do something a little bit of out of your normal routine. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's your inner being telling you, you want me to find money, this is how you're going to find money. What you're doing, what we have done throughout our lives is we have separated ourselves from our inner being.
Mm-hmm.
We are constantly setting our intent, and then we're ignoring what our inner being is telling us when it is trying to direct us to how we can get what it is that we want. With switch words, we are directly communicating with our inner being, telling it, this is what I want. And if you don't relax and listen and follow the guidance of your inner being, when you have an impulse to do something, right after you have invoked a switch word, just do it. Because if you don't just do it, then you're telling your inner being, never mind, I really don't want that. And the inner being is very aware of everything that is going on all of the time. Your subconscious mind is very aware of everything around you all of the time. The reason that count is a switch word for money is because every time that you come into contact with money, the first thing you do is you start to count. You see a pile of coins on a counter, 1, 2, 3 dimes and a quarter and a nickel, you're counting. You go to a store when you're checking out. They tell you how much money it owes. You owe, you count money and give it to the clerk. And then the clerk counts money and returns to you your change. And so that is why count is the switch word for money. Your subconscious mind, your inner being, is paying attention to all of this that's going on. And every single time that you have come in contact with money and you have counted, it has registered that that is what money is for. It's for counting. And so when you say the switch word count, your inner being then begins to look for ways to attract and find money. So It's kind of an interesting concept. It works very well. But the words that you use are not the ones that in your conscious mind you would really associate with the particular thing until you analyze and recognize what it is that your inner being, your subconscious mind is seeing when you see that word or hear that word.
Okay, so Kat, if somebody uses a lot of positive affirmations, you know, and they don't have to be long ones, but like, for example, what am I going to do with all my excess money? That's not quite the same as using a switch word when you just go count.
Correct. Correct. I like the affirmation that you just talked about there. That's an interesting way to look at it, especially if you don't have money. What am I going to do with all my excess money?
Mm-hmm.
Your subconscious mind, your inner being, then begins to look for all of this excess money. How did I get all this excess money? I need to get this excess money so that I have what it is that you're talking about. And so that's a kind of a backdoor way of getting access. What I like to do with the switch words in EFT, because EFT utilizes positive affirmations too, is I'd like to tap through the emotional freedom technique while saying switch words or switch phrases. And the switch word or the switch phrase would be the essence of what it is that you're wanting as far as it goes with the positive affirmation.
Okay, so if you're using
an affirmation, use the word.
Go ahead.
Okay, I was just saying, instead of saying a sentence affirmation, you use a string of words, maybe one or two switch words, to say whatever it is that you're wanting, and it just can cut down something that's a very long statement down to a very short statement.
Okay, so when you're using the EFT, which is a tapping, you know, on certain parts of the body, is what I understand it to be, then saying the switch words would actually help it to reach the subconscious mind level quicker?
Correct.
Okay. But people need to know where to tap on their body for the EFT because it's not the same place, I take it.
Correct. EFT, there is a quick reference to the emotional freedom technique at my website, and the place that you'll find it there is res.ehdef.com, and that has all of the tapping points for the emotional freedom technique there. Once again, it's res, as in reference, .ehdef.com, as in energy healing defenses.
Okay, repeat it one more time.
Okay, res, as in reference, .ehdef.com.
Okay, so it's ref dot e, and then go ahead from there again.
Okay, it's ref dot ehdef dot com.
I'm writing it down, that's why I'm asking so many times. I want to make sure I get it right, so if I can get it right, so can my listeners, okay?
Yes. Anyway, if you go to the ehdef.com, from the main page there, of course, you can get to anything that's on the website. You'll see a quick reference under emotional freedom there, and if you click on that, it'll also get you to that web page.
Okay.
I have recently done a lot of switch word pairs, which are really a lot of fun. I do have, under my free downloads, there's a switch word download page that you can download articles and such from about switch words there. Recently, I had somebody ask me to make some switch word pairs for some specific situations. They like the idea of having just two words they say to embody something and to stop something from happening or start something to happen or such as that. If you'd like, I can give you a few of those pairs.
Sure.
Okay. One of them, you know, a lot of people have difficulty accepting money. So one of them is to accept money. Love is the switch word for accepting, and count is money. And so, accept money, to accept the money that's coming to you, love count.
Okay.
To align your vibration with ongoing abundance, suffer horseshoes. Now, that's really kind of interesting. Suffer is the switch word. Let me look it up real quick just so that I get the definition exactly right because I always want to say it wrong.
Switch word.
Suffer. Suffer is to handle success, to handle prosperity. Interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That you see that way. And horseshoe is to remain steadfast, strengthen soul, safely move rapidly ahead, increase sturdiness and balance. And so what Suffer Horseshoe is saying is we want to stand strong and be able to deal with the abundance. Which is really kind of an interesting thought because people don't think at first about that you have to suffer with abundance. But so many times in our lives we have been told that we're not supposed to be rich, we're not supposed to be able to do this, we're not supposed to have this, we're not supposed to have that. And so we don't accept it. And we don't believe that we should have it. And we also see that those that have money always have people coming to them and asking for handouts for this and handouts for that. And so they are suffering the attention of others because they have the abundance and everything. And so it's kind of interesting that that comes up that way. But that's the switchword pair for aligning your vibration with ongoing abundance. Back off and obey. This is kind of an interesting one. This is really good for kids, for students, for subordinates. Limit crowd. Limit is an interesting switch word. This is, of the 125 switch words, 100 of them were defined by James T. Mangan and Shanyam Nirov, and 25 of them were defined by myself and some of my associates. We went through a situation where we were looking for additional universal switch words. I use reflex muscle testing in my work, and we use that to locate the additional 25 switch words. Limit is one of those ones, and the reason that limit crowd comes up for regaining the control is because limit is set parameters, keep others from taking advantage of you, back off, stop, regain control. Crowd is an interesting switch word. It is to get children to obey, but also pets, works for pets, and works for subordinates. And so it's very interesting to put those two together and see what happens. I have seen a lot of good with limit. I also have a friend who uses quiet limit whenever she finds herself in a situation where somebody is becoming aggressive and argumentative with her. In fact, she said at one point her husband was very unhappy and angry and yelling at her. And in her mind, she just started to chant, quiet limit, quiet limit, quiet limit. And almost immediately, he went from ranting and raving at her to saying, honey, will you do this, honey? Will you do that? Just totally and completely different from what he had been right immediately before that. So it was very, very interesting to hear about what happened with that. Yeah.
With Kat, when you're using these double switch words, mm-hmm. could you maybe tell the person, like when you do love count, where on your body you would be tapping?
Okay, as far as it goes, you don't have to do the tapping. If you want to add the emotional freedom technique to it, you can. In fact, if you would like, I can talk you through doing the love count, running it through the emotional freedom technique once.
I think that'd be great.
Okay. First of all, on my website, there is the chart at the ref.ehdef.com that does have all of the points there, and I will describe those points to you. We'll do the setup, and I'm just going to do the setup a little bit different from what's listed on the website just because it's a little bit easier to use the karate chop point, which is point 13 on the website. It is also, or it's on the side of the hand, right where you would hit someone with a karate chop or a board or brick with a karate chop.
Mm-hmm.
If you use four fingers from your other hand and tap on that and repeat the switch phrase twice, or excuse me, three times, we'll do that for the setup. And so you just say, love, count, love, count, love, count. Now the setup deals with psychological reversal, and that basically means that somewhere in your body energy is reversed, and this opens it up so that the emotional freedom technique can work. Because sometimes if your energy is reversed somewhere in the body, it keeps the technique from working for you. Now we'll go on to the other point. The first point is between the eyebrows, right at the edge of either eyebrow on the inside edge by the nose there. And it usually works best to tap with two fingers, and just because you cover a little bit more space and you're more apt to be right on the point that you want to be on. Just tap there and repeat it one time. And you want to tap several times, like five or six times, and say, love, count. And then you go to the side of the eye right at the temple there, once again with two fingers. And it doesn't matter which side. You can change sides as you're going along and just say, love, count. And then under the eye on that most prominent part of the cheek there, the cheekbone, love, count. And then under the nose, just above the upper lip, love, count. And then on the chin, just at the most prominent part of the chin there, or just above the most prominent part of the chin, love, count. And then down on the collarbone, about an inch off of the center and an inch off at the top of the collarbone there, just you can use several fingers if you want to, so you cover quite a bit of space there, love, count. And then go down on the rib cage down, right at the, just below, just off of the chest, on the far right or far left at the very front there, two fingers again, just tap there, love, count. And then move straight aside, to the side there in the center, underneath the nipple, just right in line with the nipple. And once again, with two fingers, love, count. And then you want to use two fingers on the sides of each of your fingers, right by the nail there on the thumb, first of all, love, count. And then go to the index finger, love, count. And then the middle finger, this is just right up by the nails. It's on the side of the finger, love, count. Skip the ring finger and go to the baby finger, love, count. And then we come back around to the karate chop point, and we tap there with four fingers, love, count. And then there is what's called the gamut, which connects the left and the right brain back together so that they process the information that you've just been tapping in. To do that, the gamut point is point 14 on the chart on the website there, which if you go on the back of the hand, just follow from the ring finger and the baby finger down onto the back of the hand, about the point where the two bones come almost into a V there. And with two fingers, once again, you tap there. And now you don't need to say the love count while you're tapping there. We're just going to do some really kind of silly things that help to connect the two sides of the brain back together, so that they process these things. So first you tap there five or six times, and then you close your eyes and you continue to tap. And then you open your eyes, you hold your hips straight, and you look down very hard to the right, and then down and very hard to the left. And then you make a circle with your eyes, holding your head still, just make circles with your eyes, and then reverse that circle. Keep tapping the whole time that you're doing all of this stuff. And then you need to hum the first two lines of Happy Birthday to You. Keep tapping. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then on the first two lines of Happy Birthday to You again. That's just, as I said, connecting the left and right brain back together. Now that is almost one full round of EFT. To complete it, we tap through the points one more time, the points 1 through 13, which are the inside of the eyebrow, either side. Or you can do both. If you want to do both sides, that's just fine. Cross your arms and tap on the right side with your left arm or left hand and your left side with your right hand and two fingers. Love count. Then to the side of the eye, love count. And then under eye, love count. And then under nose, love count. And then on chin, love count. And then collarbone, love count. And then the side of the rib cage, love count. And then just in the nipple line down just off the breast, love count. And then the thumbnail, love count. And then the index finger, love count. And then the long finger love count, and then the baby finger love count, and then the karate chop point. Again, I like to use four fingers along the edge of the hand there, love count.
Now that is
one complete round of EFT.
That's kind of neat. It took less than 5 minutes.
Yes, yes. I have taken EFT myself. I've taken EFT just because I came into the healing arena through the use of energy vials and programs. I have taken EFT and put it into an energy vial, and I have set it up so that it energetically runs EFT, 1,000 rounds of it, on anything that you run through the vial. And so it just kind of really supercharges EFT. And I have a number of vials that are linked to the Emotional Freedom vial, which have a lot of affirmations in them. And just by, in a matter of a minute or two, you can run thousands and thousands of things through the Emotional Freedom technique. It's really kind of fun to play with it that way.
Sounds like it'd be fun. Can I ask a question? Why did you skip the ring finger?
It's just not one of the EFT points. You can put it in if you want to. I'm not sure what the meridian is that would be on that finger. It may be a repeat meridian from any of the, you know, from one of the other meridians that's covered with one of the other points. There are some extended points, such as the crown of the head, that some people like to use tapping on the crown of the head as well. Some people will skip some of the points that I took you through. It just kind of depends upon what they feel like doing, where they feel like tapping. The really quick fix point is the karate chop point. A lot of times, simply tapping on that point and focusing on what your problem is, a lot of times that will take care of it right there and then. And so it just kind of depends on a number of different things as to where you want to go. But as far as it goes on the ring finger, it's just not one of the points with the EFT. I'm not positive what energy meridian is on that, if there is one. I'm pretty sure there is one, but I don't remember exactly which one is on that one.
Is there a wrong way to do the tapping?
Not really. You can go about it in any direction you want to. You don't have to follow any specific order. And you don't have to tap every single point.
Okay. Could you give out your website again?
Okay. For the quick reference to the Emotional Freedom Technique, it's ref.ehdef.com. That's REF as in reference, EH as in energy healing, DEF as in defenses.com.
Okay.
ref.ehdef.com.
Okay, now, is the website that you just gave, is that also your own website that people could find out more about you?
Yes.
Okay. The vials that you're, the information you're talking about, where they can download everything, they can just go to this website and they can do it there.
Yes, if you go to ehdef.com, that's the home page.
Okay. If somebody would like to get a hold of you, is there like a way that they can do it through your website?
Yes, there is. Just down at the bottom of the website, contact EHDEF. My email is ehdef.com@gmail.com. I was rather surprised that they let me do that, but they did. And I thought, well, if they'll let me do that, that's great, because it does give a very easy way for people to remember how to get a hold of me. If you remember my website, then just ehdef.com@gmail.com.
When people try this on their own at first, are they going to, well, here, I have this different way. When people try to do this, can they kind of expect results maybe right away, or do they need to be a little patient with things?
It will vary from one person to another. A lot of times, people will see things immediately. In fact, I had one lady who said, you know, I wasn't sure if I wanted to buy the word book or the switch words book. And I thought, well, I'm just going to try one of the words that Kat told me and see what happens. And she used limit to tell you the truth, I don't remember what she used limit for, but she was absolutely shocked at what happened. If I remember right, it had something to do with aggression. Somebody was being aggressive with her, was arguing with her or something, and she just started to, in her mind, she didn't even say it out loud, just say limit, and they stopped almost immediately. And so she was really surprised. She said, okay, that made me think that I needed to learn more about switch words. So she bought the book and started to read more about switch words. Now, she had chosen one of the switch words that my associates and I came up with. And so it's not in the switch words book that Niraz wrote. It is on a reference that I do have on my website. You'll see the 125 universal switch words at sw.ehdes.com. I figured that would be the easiest way to put it, is to make it quickly and easily available. It's often to SW for switch words.
Can you repeat that one more time?
sw.ehdes.com.
When people try to get a hold of you, mm-hmm. to ask you questions about certain switch words or whatever, and you give them, can you give them more than like a pair? I mean, can you use?
Oh, absolutely. I often will give entire switch word phrases. It just depends upon exactly what their situation is. I use, as I said, reflex muscle testing generally to find the proper switch word or the switch phrase for the current situation. I also use violet around my wrist. Violet is a cleansing, clearing color, and it helps to take your mind out of the situation when you try to find the answer to a question. In fact, I think that every energy worker...
Go ahead, it's just my cell phone.
Every energy worker should use violet around their wrists.
Sorry about that.
No problem. Violet around the wrist, and it needs to be unbroken violet, separates your energy from the question, from whatever it is that you're looking at. And I think that every energy worker, every healer should use the violet around their wrist to help keep themselves out of the equation. I find it extremely helpful in keeping my head out of things. And so I use that whenever I do search for switch words, but I do search for switch phrases for people for all kinds of different situations all of the time. I have a lot of people that come to me and say, hey, Kat, what's a switch word for this situation or that situation? One day my daughter called me. She had some cramping in her leg. I don't remember. I put it on my list of switch words here. They're not switch phrases. Let's see if I did. Oh, yes. She said, Mom, I've tried everything. I've tried all these different things, and either my calf just keeps cramping up. And so I checked her switch phrase for her for that cramping up. And this is what came up for her. Divine order, adjust, change, be, light on my feet, now, cramps. That was really kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think cramps was part of it. That was just telling me that that's what it was about. So divine order, adjust, change, be, light on my feet, now. She said that as soon as she did that, the cramp went away.
It's, you know, it's really kind of neat. Again, I think a lot of people don't realize that they are fully capable of doing things like this until, of course, somebody like you comes on and explains it. Because I have a hard time thinking that a lot of people go around knowing about switch words.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the more people that find out about the switch words and the switch word technique, probably the easier their life can be.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm all about. What I like to do in my work, is I like to, when I have patients come to see me here at the, you know, here, what I will do is I will work with them with the total body modification and the natural healing, mm-hmm. which are techniques that I've now learned, and I will get their body back online and functioning, get the communication up and everything, and then I give them tools that they can work with on their own to clear issues when they need to.
Mm-hmm.
I specifically, a little while back, had a lady come to me that had wheat problems, you know, the gluten issues, the celiac group, and she also had lactose intolerance. These two things she'd been dealing with for 12 or 13 years, and I did the work that I normally do, which cleared all of that along with a lot of other allergies very quickly for her, and she's now drinking milk. She's eating whatever she wants to. In fact, she, I challenge people after 2 weeks on what I call the sugar control diet, which is very close to the Atkins diet.
Mm-hmm.
I will have them go out and eat a trash meal, which is basically anything and everything that they want to eat, any kind of garbage and whatever, because they've been for 2 weeks not eating anything that they really had been craving before. Anyway, her husband said that she had a great big raspberry milkshake, and he was just absolutely sure she was going to be up all night vomiting because that was her reaction to milk before.
Mm-hmm.
She had absolutely no problem.
That's good.
And, yeah, and then when she came to see me one day, she said that she had indeed had a problem with peaches the night before, and rather than clearing the allergy to the peaches with the tools that I have, I let her use the tools that she has, which she has the emotional freedom vial. And I had her run three files with the emotional freedom technique, the emotional freedom vial, and we cleared the allergies right there, the allergy to peaches right there. And then in the reflex muscle testing, I like to teach people how to do what I call the standing tilt test, which is a very simple technique that anybody can do, and it will help you to see if you have an allergy to something, especially if you're someone who has a lot of food allergies. If you take whatever food it is that you are wanting to eat and you set it in the middle of your chest, you stand with your feet approximately shoulders width apart, close your eyes, and feel what your body does. It will either stand straight, tip forward, or tip back. If it stands straight, your body is okay with it. It doesn't want it, but it's okay with it. If it tips backward, it's trying to get away from it. If it tips forward, it wants it.
Hmm.
And another thing regarding allergies, generally speaking, if you really, really love something or you really, really hate something, you probably are allergic to it.
Okay.
Anyway, this lady, she brought a peach with her that day, and I had her do the standing tilt test, and she tilted backward for the peach. I had her run the emotional freedom vial with three files, the allergies file, the hypersensitivity file, and the side effects file. And after she did that, she put the peach on her chest, and she tested, and she tilted forward that time. So I immediately went and cut the peach for her, and she sat and ate the peach, and she had absolutely no reaction to it.
Mm.
And so all on her own, she cleared the allergy to the peach. And showing her that gave her a lot more confidence, and since then, I don't know how many allergies of her own that she has cleared. But I know that her husband had a problem with hay fever, and he kind of nay-nayed the idea that the work that I do does anything. But since he was suffering so much with the hay fever, she had him do use the vial to clear the hay fever, and it's completely cleared in a matter of a minute or two. And so it's really interesting and fun to play with that stuff. Switch words often will help. I have switch words in my files most every one of my files has at least some switch words and switch phrases in it. The switch words that are great for helping to deal with issues with allergies are guard and limit. I have heard stories from people who have had problems with particular foods, and they have used guard before taking and eating that food and not had a problem with it after doing so. If you have major issues with an allergy with something, I wouldn't recommend doing that unless you're prepared to deal with a major allergic reaction and everything. But it's sure, you know, if you have a reaction, this particular lady would have, I don't know, a pretty severe reaction that she had. She would vomit and have horrible nausea and vomiting for 24 hours after exposure to anything that she had an allergy to.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, but it was really fascinating to watch that and see that. But I knew that the TBM and natural healing work that I did could clear the allergies. And it was just really awesome to see that I had developed tools that a person could use on their own without having to go to somebody to clear the allergies themselves, too. And that's the power of EFT and the power of switch words.
Do you think that some of the switch words would help people, say, with like a major disease like cancer?
I can't tell you exactly how much they will help as far as that goes, because cancer involves some very deep psychological issues.
Mm-hmm.
As far as it goes, and I'm going back to the other techniques that I work with, in natural healing and TBM, we are taught that there are three things that have to come together for someone to have cancer. First of all, chymotrypsin is low in the body. Chymotrypsin is one of the pancreatic enzymes. And if it is low, then the body is set up for the possibility of cancer growing. The second thing is B6 needs to be low. B6 is what the liver uses to clear or break down estrogen, and it takes three trips through the liver for the estrogen to be completely broken down. And if you do not have enough B6 in your body to break down the estrogen, then you keep yourself open to the possibility of cancer. The reason being that the cancer cells are awakened by estrogen, and conventional medicine has noted that indeed estrogen dominance does give you an increased risk for cancer. Chymotrypsin, the reason that it's important is because chymotrypsin puts the cancer cells to sleep. So if your body is functioning right and you have plenty of chymotrypsin, even if the estrogen wakes up and starts the cancer cells growing, then the chymotrypsin can put them right back to sleep. The third thing is an emotional state. You have to have an emotional state of loss of the will to live. And some people are double-minded. They say, I don't have a desire to die, but they also don't have a desire to live.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to clear those three things in order to clear cancer. Switch words may be very useful as far as it goes to help to clear those things. But the hardest part is the death wish or the lack of the will to live.
Okay. There's a caller that beeped in, so let's see. Hi, caller.
Okay.
Hello?
Can I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Elaine.
Okay. And Elaine, are you the one that called a little earlier?
Yes.
Okay. And I'll answer your question. So, but Kat, hold on just one second, okay?
Okay.
Because your question was, can people talk with us from the other side?
Yes.
Okay.
Can they be contacted after they passed on?
Yes. People can talk with the ones that they love from the other side, but they have to know how to do it, number one, and they also have to, you know, make sure that they're not using any kind of a Ouija board or anything like that, because that's how people think they're supposed to do it, and that's not how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you had experience with talking to the other side?
Well, I I talked to my mother, but I can't hear her talk back to me, but I believe that she hears me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one time I was in her bedroom talking with her, and the light, the switch went off.
Yep, she's trying to let you know that she hears you and she's there. Okay?
Okay, and do you have a website?
My own website is Nancy's, N-A-N-C-Y-S, PsychicResources.com.
N-A-N-C-Y-S, Psychic.
Resources.com.
Resources.com. And do you have any books out?
Yes, I have one. It's my autobiography called Raised by Angels. But if you go on the website, it'll tell you all that, okay?
Okay, and that's Nancy Psychic
Resources. Resources.com.
Resources.com.
Okay.
Okay, thank you
Thanks
very much.
Thanks for calling.
Okay,
all right. Bye now. Kat, you're still there, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that. You know, I think, again, that a lot of times, you know, people have heard the secret, the secret, the secret. You know, do this, do that, do all of that, and it's going to make it all work real quick. But a lot of people had been a little upset with that because they were expecting, like, everything to just turn out exactly the way they wanted it. And I don't think they totally had the concept of all of how the secret works. But the switch words and the EFT that you're talking about appears to be and sounds to be a lot easier than almost any of the other things that have been talked about or that are out there on the market.
They're awesome. They're fun to work with, and they're free to work with, too. The emotional freedom technique, as I said, you can do look at the quick reference on my website at the ref.ehdef.com. If you want to get more in-depth and learn more about it, Gary Craig's website is emofree.com. That's emofree.com. And he has about 80 page manual there that you can download for free and learn more in depth about what the emotional freedom technique really is and how to utilize it. And that also gives you a lot more information about exactly what it is when you read at my website and you learn about the emotional freedom vial and what it does so that you understand a little bit more about the power of the emotional freedom vial, because it has taken that and put it together, running it energetically 1,000 times every time you run the vial. And it also has files linked to it. There are right now, I believe, 105 different files linked to it, all of them with positive affirmations that would be run through the emotional freedom technique energetically anytime that you run them. And you can run up to 4 files at a time, and you can actually go through all 105 files in a single session. Probably take you about a half an hour to do that. And as far as that goes, that's probably years of tapping, if you were to actually sit down and tap the emotional freedom technique on everything that's in every one of the files. And so it's very supercharged as far as it goes with the emotional freedom. And I have a switch file which you can take switch phrases and run them through the emotional freedom technique. You can have an individual switch phrase that you want to do, and when you run the switch file, it copies the phrase 999 times and then runs it 1,000 times through the technique. So it's basically putting whatever switch phrase it is that you're saying into your energy something like 28 million times.
That's a whole bunch of times.
yes, it is. And it's fascinating, and it's fun to play with and fun to watch. But like I said, I love to play with the energy tools. I love the energy vials. I came into alternative healthcare through energy vials. I watched what programmed energy vials, rather than just a lot of your NAET and NET and whatever workers use the allergens, single allergens in vials, in energy vials, and the techniques that I've learned really supercharge that, because they take and actually program information into the file and give the body programs to run through. And having seen that and learned how to do that and get that set up, that's why I went to do what I did with the Emotional Freedom Vial and put the instructions into the vial and then started to link vials to the vial, because I just saw that there was so much power available there to just really go far beyond what EFT does.
That's neat. Could you give out your website another one more time, please?
Certainly. It's ehbef.com. That's EH as in energy, health, DEF as in defenses.com.
And when they go on there, all of the things that we've talked about, it's already on your website, so they can read it better.
Yes.
And if they want to contact you, they can contact you through the website.
Certainly they can.
Do you go out and do lectures and teach this to people?
I have not recently. I've done workshops and such in the past, but I haven't for the last while. I probably need to get back into doing that. I was doing that really mostly with the natural healing and flower stuff that I do. I work also with flower energies, which are like the box flowers, except it's an energy vial instead of flower essences.
Mm-hmm.
But I really haven't gone out and done any workshops out there on the Emotional Freedom Vial, which I know I really need to do because it is very, very powerful stuff.
Do you think if we taught these kind of things to kids as they were growing up, it would help them throughout the rest of their life?
Absolutely. In fact, I got an order for another Emotional Freedom pendant vial from somebody that lives here in Utah just the other day, because her teenage daughter took her Emotional Freedom pendant vial and said, "You can't have it back, Mom." And so I thought that was just really cute. You know, she has a standard vial as well as a pendant vial, but the teenager said, "I don't want to have to use that. I want to have a pendant vial that I have on me, like you do, Mom. So now you need to order your own." And you know, that's great. But yeah, I think that getting children to learn to take responsibility for their own health,
mm-hmm.
take responsibility, and stop letting our society put the entire responsibility for healing and health care on the medical community, because they cannot. We are not healers. The body is the only healer that there is. We are all catalysts to healing.
Mm-hmm.
We open up the channel. We give the body the tools. We put the glasses back on, whatever, to get the body to recognize what it needs to do to heal itself. And that's what the medical community is trying to do. But we have a different way of looking at it than they do. The medical community has the attitude that they want to take control of the body. And I say we don't know nearly enough about the body to take control of the body. It's much better to try to give control back to the body, because it knows what it needs to do more than we know what it
without
needs
a doubt. And aim into that. And you know what? Our time is up.
Okay. Very well.
But you know what? We're going to have you back on again, because
okay.
I do have a lot more questions to ask that we didn't get into today. But in the meantime, make sure that you, all of the listeners, go check out our website. I checked it out while we were talking. It's pretty interesting.
Yes.
And Kat, I'd like to thank you for being on the show. It's actually been very, very enlightening.
Very well. Thank you. I appreciate you letting me talk with you. And I'm open to coming on anytime that you would like me to.
Great.
I enjoyed it. I love talking with people. And
good.
I love sharing what I know.
All right. You take care, and thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You're
Bye.
Very welcome. And I'd like to thank you, the listeners. Without you, we wouldn't really have a good show. So may God bless all of you. Have a great week, and we'll talk soon. Take care. Bye now.